Report, Biden's job growth boasts built on illegal migration. By Neil Monroe on February 13, 2024. President Joe Biden's jobs record is built on the record hiring of 2.9 million job-seeking migrants and a persistent 183,000 deficit in the number of Americans with jobs compared to 2019, according to a report by the Center for Immigration Studies. Biden's immigrant employment has exploded, said a statement by Stephen Camerota, who wrote the report, titled All Employment Growth Has Gone to Immigrants, Compared to 2019. The number of U.S.-born Americans working has grown yet, has still not returned to the 2019 pre-COVID level, he added. The data does not say that American job seekers are being unfairly pushed aside while employers only hire migrants for new jobs. Instead, the data showed that all of Biden's extra jobs above the 2019 level are held by his migrants, even as U.S.-born workers have not regained all their jobs held in 2019. The share of working Americans remains below 2019 rates, partly because many older Americans are retiring while relatively few young Americans are joining the workforce. This demographic decline ensures that CEOs are likely to fill many jobs with hard-working migrants who are replacing the American babies who were not born in the early 2000s. But Biden also makes it easy and profitable for CEOs to hire legal migrants instead of the many Americans who still do not have jobs. There are roughly 5 million working-age American men who could be hired for the extra jobs in the economy, Camerota told Breitbart News. Employers prefer not to hire them because they are sidelined in jobless towns, or by drug addiction, ill health, criminal records, apathy, and alienation. Related, thousands of migrants processed in one U.S. border town in one night. Government policies generally ignore those sidelined Americans. For example, the 5 million discarded Americans are not counted as unemployed because they have not looked for jobs in the last month. Instead, they are described by government officials as not participating in the labor force. Labor force participation among non-college-educated U.S.-born men has not even returned to the 2019 level, which itself was very low by historical standards, Camerota said in his report. He added, the labor force participation rate of U.S.-born men without a bachelor's, 18 to 64, has still not returned to the 76.3% it was in the fourth quarter of 2019, which was lower than the 80.5% in 2006 and the 82.6% in 2000. Biden's policies encourage CEOs to ignore these sidelined Americans. For example, Biden's deputies have welcomed more than 6.2 million illegal migrants across the southern border. The welcome allows CEOs to hire cheap, drug-free, and grateful foreigners at the local bus station instead of going through the painful process of hiring and training alienated, unfit, unhealthy, and resentful Americans. The scale of the replacement was outlined at a September 2023 House hearing by Douglas Holtz-Eakin, president of the business-backed American Action Forum. In 2021, 96% of the 70,601 synthetic opioid-caused deaths were in the prime-age labor force. Off research found that between 2013 and 2021, opioid use accounted for the loss of more than 1.3 million workers. Opioid use contributes to lower worker productivity, increased worker absenteeism, increased job openings through employee turnover, and reduced labor supply. Clearly, it also increases the likelihood that employers must turn to illegal labor to fill employment needs. The government policies also allow investors to profit by creating low-productivity jobs for eager migrants that could not be profitable if employers had to pay decent wages to Americans. This growth by poverty strategy is especially clear in the major coastal cities, such as New York. The strategy is backed by the Democratic Party because government workers also can profit by delivering aid and welfare to the underpaid migrants. If Biden blocked the migrants, the investors would be pressured to invest in higher productivity jobs that could allow higher wages and less welfare. The reduced flow of migrants would also prod coastal CEOs to create new jobs in the many heartland states that are home to sidelined Americans. Since 1990, the government's vast inflow of migrants has created a bubble of cheap labor for extra low productivity jobs in coastland states. That inflow allows government officials to display high job creation numbers while concealing the massive transfer of high productivity jobs to China, Mexico, India, and other countries. For example, the number of restaurant jobs rose from 12.5 million in 2008 to 15 million in 2018, according to restaurantbusiness.com. The growth of 2.5 million jobs was made possible by the steady inflow of job-seeking migrants during President Barack Obama's terms, and by government welfare policies that allow employers to hire people at below-poverty wages. People greet Take Our Border Back convoy as it passes through Brookshire, Texas. From 2008 to 2010, the number of U.S. manufacturing jobs fell by 2.5 million. The government's post-1990 cheap labor bubble finally burst amid the 2020 coronavirus crash and President Donald Trump's willingness to shut down the migrant inflow. The economic crisis also encouraged many migrants to go home. Those three factors helped to push up Americans' wages in 2020. But Biden's deputies have used their vast inflow of migrants since 2021 to quickly reverse Trump's pro-American wage gains. Since 2021, Biden's pro-migration policy has flatlined real wages, partly by spiking inflation, even as it grew the number of jobs filled by migrants. This process helps Biden boast about creating millions of new jobs while also hiding the steady loss of wages nationwide. The gradual drop in wages, and the rise in housing costs, also reduce the number of children born to American families. So Biden's pro-migration allies use that painful problem as an excuse to import even more migrants. Now, more than ever, we're short of workers, Senator Chuck Schumer, DNY, said at a November 2022 press conference, which was intended to tout several draft amnesties for illegal migrants. He continued, "We have a population that is not reproducing on its own with the same level that it used to. The only way we're going to have a great future in America is if we welcome and embrace immigrants, the dreamers and all of them, because our ultimate goal is to help the dreamers, illegals who were brought in by their parents, get a path to citizenship for all 11 million, or however many undocumented there are here," emphasis added. Biden's migration increase in population will put downward pressure on average real wages, emphasis added, said a report by the Congressional Budget Office, which was released on February 7. Average real wages are expected to be slightly lower by 2034, emphasis added, than they would be otherwise, the report said, adding, "From 2028 to 2034, labor income is projected to remain stable as a percentage of gross domestic product, GDP, averaging 57.1%. That projection is below labor income's average percentage of GDP from 1947 to 2000. 60.4%, emphasis added, because some factors that have depressed labor income relative to GDP since 2000 are expected to persist in the coming decade. The official report reinforces the vast evidence that the federal policy of extraction migration shifts family wages and workplace investment toward Wall Street, real estate, coastal states, and government. The economic policy also diverts politicians' focus away from American communities and the deaths of despair that are dragging down the average age of American deaths.